Marvel Studios and Disney have built the hugely successful Avengers franchise with characters like Iron Man, Tony Stark, Thor, and Captain America, all three with their own series of films. Well, now a woman is joining their ranks. This week, Captain Marvel opens with Academy Award-winning actress Brie Larson as a human with superhuman powers, part of an elite intergalactic military team returned to Earth to fend off an alien race. It could happen. But wait, memories of her human past as longtime Marvel character and test pilot Carol Danvers surface. And she and her best friend and fellow pilot Maria, played by Lashana Lynch, prepare for flight.
Where's your head at?
In the clouds. Where's yours?
On my shoulders. About to show these boys how we do it. You ready?
Higher, further, faster, baby.
That's right.
The film is inspired by the Marvel comic book series that, as Sci-Fi Wire said, finally put Carol Danvers in the hands of a creator who really cared about her after years of writers who didn't seem to know what to do with her. That writer is Kelly Sue DeConnick, who introduced the idea of Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel in her 2012 comic book series. No scantily clad damsel in distress, she, her new neck-to-toe bodysuit is all business. And Kelly Sue joins us now from the NPR West Studios in Culver City. Kelly Sue, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
And for the uninitiated, who is Carol Danvers?
Carol Danvers became a part of the Marvel Universe back in the 1960s and was given powers in 1977 by Jerry Conway and made into the heroine Ms. Marvel. In 2012, she took the mantle of Captain Marvel. She is she's a long history.
Yeah.
She's been a lot of things, but she's mostly identified as an Air Force pilot.
Well, but she was also attacked by the mutant Rogue and had her powers drained and worked with Charles Xavier to heal, but the drama she'd encountered stayed with her for a very long time. She just seems to have been battered about a bit.
Yeah, I don't think you get to be a woman on the big stage without taking a few lashes.
There's that. What was the connection between you and Carol Danvers?
Well, Carol and I share a connection to the military, actually. My dad was in the Air Force. I grew up on Air Force bases. And so when I was researching the character, that was a thing that was very easy for me to identify with. When I was growing up in the 1970s, there was a big overlap in comic book culture and Air Force culture. And that makes a lot of sense, actually, if you think about it, because comic books in our country are so heavily dominated by the superhero genre. It makes sense that people who are drawn to service would also be drawn to stories about heroes.
Well, and you take her back to, now again, the film is inspired by your series. It's not a direct representation, because in your series, you take her back to World War II era female fighter pilot.
Yeah. So you have to understand that when we launched this book, I didn't think it was going to last. I thought we were going to get 6 issues at most. And I really wanted to talk about some of the women aviators that were so important to me. And so we went straight into a time travel story arc so that I could talk about the WASPs of World War II, because I was afraid I wasn't going to get another chance to do it.
But what do you do with her personality? Somebody was saying, I read somewhere that Captain America gets up, you know, when he's knocked down because he thinks it's the right. Did you say that? Because he thinks...
I did.
Yeah,
I need to
that?
Figure out an NPR and Disney friendly way to express this, actually. But yeah, so I was trying to express how Carol kind of occupies this great space between Captain America and Iron Man, right? She is a soldier like Captain America, but she also has a little bit of that swagger and that twinkle in her eye and that orneriness that Tony has. And so the way I expressed it was Captain America always gets back up because it's the right thing to do. Carol gets back up because...
Out of spite is one way
to
say it.
Yeah, it's just because you won't keep me down. You will not defeat me.
Is there a further parallel there? Because I'm just wondering, Kelly Sue DeConnick, if that's part of the spirit a woman in comic book writing has to have.
Yeah, you know, I get asked a lot about being a woman in a male-dominated industry, but I think they're all male-dominated industries. Even, you know, even lines of work that have more women than men, it's usually the men that are better paid. It's usually the men that are superstars. So There are more women hairdressers, but most of the highest paid are men and teachers and down the line. And so whatever industry you go into, it's going to be male dominated. And so I think it's important that you do what you love. I also, the thing about Carol that's so important to me and that Brie Larson captures so beautifully is Carol isn't perfect. She will never have that Rita Hayworth moment of, you know, she lands and she flips her hair back and it's exactly what we want it to be. Carol tries to do that and the hair flops in her face and she has to blow it out of her way with her lips, you know? And I don't know if there's a woman alive who doesn't feel that, but she doesn't ever let it make her feel less than. She just gets back up and keeps going. And I think that speaks incredibly to women, but I think it's universal. I don't think there's a human being alive who doesn't have something powerful to learn in that moment.
When you started this in 2012, was it?
I actually started developing it in 2010. Yeah. The first volume launched in 2012 and the right. second in 2014.
And here's the rebooted Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. More self-assured. Again, we talked about all these things that had happened to her.
A little bit of swagger.
Yeah. And as someone's writing, the inner peace to back up her new self, the struggle she'd undergone, serving to strengthen her confidence and resolve. And for a lot of fans, they were just thrilled to see this. But for others, there was some concern at first because we're hearing some of your, some would call it feminist view of life, and people were a little nervous about that. And they were also angry about the costume change and the fact that she does have now this swagger and this positive attitude as opposed to sort of being under somebody's foot or something.
Yeah.
Talk about that. When you take a character and reboot it, what happens in the comic book world?
Well, it's sort of interesting. There was a backlash. It was unpleasant, but it wasn't overwhelming. And I think there was a lot more people who were on board with the shift than people who were angry. It's just that the people who are angry were a lot more vocal about it. But it wasn't really a change. It was really a restoration. Carol, as Ms. Marvel in 1977, was a much more overt feminist iteration than my iteration. But we are in this space right now where there are a lot of people who are very threatened by that. And I'm sorry to see it, but you know, this is a book and this is a film about a woman who is coming into her own power, who is becoming comfortable literally with the power she wields. In the climax of the film, she's basically saying, I won't be judged by your standards. I won't hide my gifts. I'm bringing everything I have to the table and I'm not going to fit in your box. And I think that's an incredibly powerful message. Again, I think it is a message that speaks especially to women, but certainly not solely to women.
I just want to ask Kelly Sue DeConnick, what's it like to live in a world where it's you and I'm gathering a storyboard and you're writing maybe in thought bubbles that are next to characters' heads and you're imagining spaceships flying around and you know all this intergalactic stuff. And then suddenly it's on the screen.
Yeah, it's absolutely surreal. I feel as though I'm visiting someone else's life right now. You know, I mean, I'm a writer. I live in Portland with my husband and my kids and my dogs and my cat and the lizard.
Oh, my God, are your kids out of their minds that you are, what? I mean, they think you're Carol Danvers secretly and...
I have been making jokes with my children that I have to sell them to the circus now because I have peaked as a mom. It's never going to get better than this. So I just have to walk away, just drop the mic and leave. My children were at the premiere and it was just an absolutely incredible experience. When Henry saw Carol's logo on the pager at the end of Infinity War, he stood up in the theater and said, "That's my mom." Which is just about the best experience anyone can have as a mother.
This is Avengers Infinity War. This is the film franchise. But that's my mom. How cool is that?
It was pretty great.
That's comic book writer Kelly Sue DeConnick. Her series inspired the new Captain Marvel film, the first from Marvel Comics that stars a female superhero. Kelly Sue DeConnick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, a shout out to her 8-year-old daughter, Tallulah, who apparently took over the NPR studio there in Culver City.